try and keep it alive. And we know the message so well, don't we, that Jesus, the empty grave, the empty tomb, he's risen from the dead, the angel comes, all that kind of stuff. We all know that. So I thought, a little prayer, you know, this week, just sort of, well, I was sort of pondering on what to say today, and came up with an idea. Now, you're going to have to cut me a bit of slack, okay? But what I'm going to say is based on most of what the Bible says, but it's embellished just a little to make the story hang together. Is that okay? Well, I'll tell you what, you can give me your verdict at the end. Is that all right? Because I'd like to tell you a story, if that's okay. You want to put your feet up and just, you know, sort of get nice and comfy in your seat and just sort of, you know, wriggle down in, you know? That's good. So I'm going to sit up here so I can see all you lovely people and tell you a story. That's it. Yeah. Okay, everybody comfortable? Okay, so my name is Frank. Say hi, Frank.
Hi.
Good to see you today. And, you know, I was on duty that weekend. The weekend we've been talking about. You know, all leave was cancelled because there were so many people in Jerusalem. It was unbelievable. So much upset, so much rioting, so much noise, so much disturbance. And on top of all that, you know, this bloke Jesus shows up. We'd been warned about him, of course, me and my mate Billy. They told us to keep an eye on him. So anyway, we had to give up our weekend away down in Sharm el Sheikh. And yeah, you've been there, have you? Okay, good, yeah. And we had to stay in Jerusalem for the day, for the weekend. So we weren't feeling particularly happy. And then on that Thursday night, they sent us off to some kind of garden place where there was some kind of clandestine meeting going on. Don't know what was going on there. And we just showed up helping these Jewish leaders, you know. And these Jewish leaders, they wanted to arrest this bloke called Jesus. There was a bit of argy-bargy, something about cutting off an ear or something. But then I saw something amazing happen. You know, this guy, I think his name was Peter. He was a bit of a, you know, all fluff and nonsense, really. He just chopped off his ear and just laying on the floor and there's all blood streaming down the side of this bloke's face and he's screaming and shouting and all that kind of stuff. And this bloke, Jesus, you know, he just reaches out. It was just like, taking up his ear and just sort of sticking it back on the side of his head. And it stayed there. And it stopped bleeding. And it was okay. That was weird. That was odd. That was really strange. So anyway, these Jewish leaders said, well, we're still going to take him anyway. And so we took him back to the prison and we gave him a bit of a going over. You know, that's what we like to do. We like to soften him up a bit. You know, they'd like to hear him scream, hear him kick, hear him swear a bit. But, you know, Jesus... He's a bit of a strange bloke, really, because he didn't say a word. He didn't swear at me. You know, I was giving him a bit of a prod, and a couple of lads got the whip out and gave him a bit of a slash and whatever. And he just looked at us and just sort of knew exactly what kind of people we were. I was like, this bloke's weird. I mean, just think if you were in my sandals. Thank you. Well done. Well done. You're following. I like it. I like it. If you were in my sandals, exactly, you know, what would you do? I mean, would you provoke him a bit more? Would you make him cry out? Would you make him scream and shout and kick and, make, you know, some of them even shout for their mother, you know? I mean, but he didn't even do any of that. We stuck this big, massive crown of thorns on his head, rammed it down as hard as we could. Get on there. But he didn't say a word. Odd, really. But hey-ho, seen them all, done them all. So he goes up to meet Pilate. And Pilate's the boss, of course, you know, the big man. And stood before Pilate. And Pilate said, well, who are you then? Some people say you're supposed to be the king of the Jews. And he went, if that's what you say. And all of these Jewish leaders wanted to kill him. They wanted to crucify him, and they were saying all manner of sort of false stuff against him, and this bloke didn't even defend himself. He was just like, what? He just kind of looked through people and just looked at people and just had this incredible look of, well, I don't know, love, forgiveness. I didn't get it really. I didn't understand what it was, but now I know about it. But then I didn't. It was just weird, strange, odd. Never seen a bloke react like that. So Pilate, anyway, fair dues to him. You know, he didn't want to crucify him. He said, well, you know, I'm gonna give you a choice. People, you can have Jesus or you can have this other... I mean, the other bloke was a nightmare. Oh, I mean, just this Barabbas bloke. Well, you know, I'd have hung him up there. No problem. You know, and I think Pilate was just about to let him go. But then this missus turns up and says, you know, I've had a dream about this bloke. Well, you know, Pilate's a bit under the thumb. So, like most blokes I know. And yeah, including me. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. My missus like that, yeah. So he does this hand washing thing, and I didn't quite get all of that, trying to absolve himself of any guilt. And then he says, well, now I've washed my hands of all of this stuff. Well, Frank, Billy, take him outside and crucify him. So, if that's what the boss says, and that's what the boss wants, that's what the boss gets. So off we took him. Some bloke carried his cross because we'd given him a right good beating and he couldn't carry it himself. So we took him off and you know, banged a few nails in and stuck him up there. And he was, you know, quiet as a mouse, really. So we had a bit of a game down below. You know, he had a nice bit of cloth. So we thought, well, we'd rather than tear it all up and rip it and have a bit each, we'd have a bit of a gamble. So I didn't win. But somebody got all that nice cloth to make into a new cloak or something. I don't know. But yeah, it was okay. We were there for about 3 hours. That was fine. And then suddenly something weird happened. It was really spooky, like all the lights went out. Completely black. Completely dark. It's like the sun disappeared. I mean, it wasn't an eclipse. Barry told me the other day that an eclipse only lasts for 7 minutes, and this was like 3 hours. I was listening, Barry. And all of a sudden, there was this complete stillness all over the earth, it seemed. Jesus said something like about, is God forsaking him? Didn't quite understand all that because it was in some kind of weird language, some Aramaic stuff. I didn't get that. I don't do languages. I'm just a soldier. He'd said at the before that, he said he'd had a bit of argy-bargy with a couple of people who were being crucified with him. One bloke said, why don't you get down off the cross? And the other bloke said he'd done nothing wrong. And Jesus said, you're going to be with me in paradise today. I thought, what? Where's that then? You're on the cross, mate, and that's where you're staying. That's because I'm here, and I've done this so many times. When I do a crucifixion, I do it right. You're not going anywhere. But hey ho, after the lights came back on after 3 hours, there was this big rumbling and all that kind of stuff, a bit of an earthquake. Well, that's nothing new in this area, but you know, was it significant? I'm not really sure, but hey ho. And he just breathed his last and died. I mean, I've done this so often, I know when they're dead. But we'd give him a bit of the old spear in the side just to make sure. And all the stuff that oozed out, well, that was just fine. That was all, that was definitely dead. Definitely not asleep, not in a coma, nothing. Definitely, because we know, see, we know when they're dead. We've done this. We do this all the time. Bit of an expert, me. So anyway, we wanted to leave it. Well, we usually leave him up there a few days, you know, let him smell a bit and, you know, frighten the people a bit with the old dead bodies and all that kind of thing. But the Jewish leaders wanted him taken down. Didn't quite know why that. And this Joseph comes and says, well, you can put him in my tomb. So we kind of guarded all this kind of stuff just to make sure the body didn't get taken off anywhere or was messed about with or anything like that. Because we, you know, we're quite proud of our crucifixions. We think they're quite good. And we saw him go in this tomb. That was fine. That was really good. That sort of good ending, you know, all wrapped up in the old grave clothes. That was fine. Joseph was there, put the stone across. Man, that stone was heavy, I tell you. Took a couple of us to do that. And then Well, the next day was really quiet. You know, we were like dozing in front of the stone and just like hanging out, and some kind of religious festival, so everybody was at home and doing nothing and praying and all that. I don't get all that stuff, but there we go. It was quite quiet. And then the following morning, this huge sound happened. And some bloke in some bright white outfit, I don't know who he was, but looked like some sort of heavenly being. Maybe it was one of the gods come down, because, of course, I'm a Roman person who believes in pagan gods. Maybe one of them had come down. Some people told me afterwards that it was an angel, but I've never seen an angel, so I don't know what one looks like, really. And kind of I fell on the floor, because such was the power of this person's arrival. And when I got up, I looked at the tomb, and the stone was rolled back, and this angel was sort of sat in there welcoming these other people, his followers, I suppose. And me and Billy, we went and had a little sneaky peek and saw that there was nothing there. That was like, what? So where's he gone then? Who's taken him? But the angel said to these people who'd turned up, he's not here, he's risen. Now I know he was dead. I know that because I killed him. I knew that he wasn't just in a coma, and I knew that I'd done a good job on the old crucifixion. I knew that he was dead. So how could he be alive? Unless he really was who he said he was. You see, he kept claiming to be the Son of God. And the only answer I can come up with for the fact that I knew he was dead and then he was alive must be that he was the Son of God. I wonder this morning, with all of this wonderful celebration of Easter, whether you've ever thought that Jesus might actually be the person that he said he was. That he was, in fact, the Son of God who rose from the dead. Is there any other explanation that possibly stands an examination of all of the evidence? What other story could there be if he was really dead? And the tomb was really empty. What happened? Either somebody stole him away. Either somebody hid him forever. But I don't quite know why they would do that. Because at some point in the future they would want to get the body out and say, hey, we got the body. But nobody ever did that. And as the video said, he appeared to 500 people at various times after he had risen from the grave. And they knew him. So he wasn't like somebody else. They knew him. So the evidence must point towards the fact that Jesus rose from the grave. Now that's one of the basic pillars of our Christian faith. And without that, we have nothing. Because the fact that Jesus rose from the dead means that at some point in the future, like that video said, Jesus is coming back. And I am going to rise from the dead. And all of those followers who know Jesus and who have welcomed him into their lives. And remember, we've only got this life to do it. Because once your life comes to an end and you've not done that, there is no hope for you. I'm sorry to tell you that. I know that sounds a bit harsh. But that is true. So you have to do it in this life. But in this life, whether I'm dead or whether I'm alive, I'm going to be taken up to be with him. And I'm going to live with him forever. Because the grave is empty. Because Jesus rose from the dead, so am I. Are you? That's what makes the difference. If you claim to be a Christian today, you will know that Jesus rose from the grave. I mean, yeah, we know he died on a cross. That's really important. But that he rose from the grave. And he's alive today. You know, the soldier, Frank, understood that because he saw it. But the Bible says that blessed are those who understand it and yet have not seen it. So if you know Jesus today, well, praise the Lord. If you don't, maybe today is the day. Maybe right now is the moment. You know, you've fought it, you've thought about it, I just can't get... You know, you have to believe it by faith. I could stand here and try and convince you all morning, but if you haven't got any faith to believe, then you will never understand it. And maybe you just need to ask for the faith to believe it. But I want you to know that that soldier and thousands and millions and billions of people ever since know it to be true. The grave is empty. Jesus is alive. Shall we pray? Father, thank you this morning that the grave is empty and that Jesus is alive and he lives for us. He lives for us. And Lord, we're the only religion, I hate that word, but we're the only religion, the only faith group in the world that have a living Savior. Whew, come on. Thank you, Lord, that we have you as our Savior, the one who is alive, who's conquered death so we don't have to worry about death, who's conquered sin so we don't have to worry about sin. You've forgiven our sins, who has overcome the evil one. And we praise you today for your victory, graphically displayed by the empty tomb. Hallelujah, Jesus is alive. And we thank you today, Lord. We pray that it will just be part of our celebrations through this day, that you have come, you have given up your life, and yet you have burst forth from the grave in triumph and victory, and you live forever. We pray that we will be able to take that on board by faith this morning. Even though we cannot see, that you would impart that to us by faith today. And that we would be part of this great celebration that goes on across the world. We rejoice. Our Jesus, that you are alive. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.